got so bad he couldn't fish, so I knew he was really sick.
Yeah.
We saw the doctor. We went in about 8 o'clock at night, drove about 25 miles to see him. And every time the wheels turned around, my cousin thought he was going to break in too. But he looked him over, and he had grave doubts and told us to come back at 8 in the morning. He opened his office at 9, so he knew he was pretty excited. He made a spinal tap and sent the fluid to the hospital for analysis. As soon as it came back, he called an ambulance and said, take him home. So we drove the 250 miles home. I slept in the same bed with him, and I rode back to his house with him, and then the car was still up in northern Michigan, so we just got down there, took him to the hospital, ate our dinner, climbed back in the ambulance. I was so tired, I just crawled in the bed that he'd gotten out of, because I knew if I was going to get it, I had it anyway.
Yeah.
And we drove halfway up there, and the ambulance driver, well, it was a funeral home. It had the ambulance, of course. And it was either a hearse or an ambulance, depending on the business. And I was all covered up on the stretcher. We pulled into a gas station, and when we stopped, I woke up. And there I was, all covered up with a sheet, because the lights were on, and sheet and blanket up. The station attendant just started to put the gas nozzle in the tank. I heard the door close and these guys were getting out. I heard him mention hamburger. So I jumped up out of bed and went out the door, and the station attendant jerked the hose back and squirted gas all over the station.
You did.
We thought the corpse had come to life.
That's funny.
But it never bothered me.
Well, this cousin, did he actually have polio?
Oh, yeah.
How did he ever get?
Well, he has partial use of his left arm, but his right arm is good. His right leg is good. His left leg,
and left arm
is shriveled. His left arm, he can work, but it's not as strong as it was before.
No.
And he wore a brace, and then he had an operation on his ankle. And had it locked, so he can do without the brace. But he lives. He was 18 or 19, and he's had a big strapping kid. Nice all built, well muscled, well proportioned.
Yeah, it's bad.
Might be the best thing that ever happened to him, though.
Becky.
He's a, about the equivalent of a county commissioner now. No. Township office that he holds.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the township officers. He's
Now we call them here city commissioners.
Now this is the township, though, not the city. They have a little different political distribution there.
Yeah.
And he's 30, and he's chairman of the board for the whole county.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have a township officer. We have a commissioner from each ward,
mm-hmm.
and then a commissioner at large, and then a city manager. That makes six, they run this city.
Mm-hmm. You ever have that disease here where the patient turns yellow?
Yellow jaundice?
Yeah.
How do you speak it?
Yeah, jaundice.
How about that one where you get the sharp pain down here on your right side?
Appendicitis.
What did you call that in the early days?
I can't get it.
You were ill here a while back, weren't you?
Yeah, I have now. It takes a doctor to give you the pronunciation of my disease, but for short they called it the shingles.
Oh, yeah, I know what those are.